Patients. Other contributors include Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
There's a tornado watch in effect for most of the KPR listening area through 9 o'clock tonight. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6:06.
The overall state of the Democratic Party. Like, how much can we actually glean?
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered to announce a severe thunderstorm warning just issued by the National Weather Service in Topeka. This is for northwestern Dickinson County and southeastern Ottawa counties. A severe thunderstorm 5 miles south of Bennington. It is moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail with this storm. Hail damage is expected. If you are in Bennington, Manchester, Niles, or Talmadge, you should be taking shelter inside a sturdy building. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Dickinson and southeastern Ottawa counties, particularly in and around Bennington, Manchester, Niles, or Talmadge. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, lots of rain, quarter-sized hail. Be aware that tornadoes can sprout out of severe thunderstorms, so make sure you stay tuned to KPR. We'll let you know if additional warnings are issued. But again, we have this severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Dickinson and Ottawa counties until 6:45 tonight. I know you have gotten lots of rain out in Dickinson and Ottawa counties in the last 72 hours or so. So stay alert. Be weather safe. Severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Dickinson and Ottawa counties until 6:45 this evening. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Democrats are more successful.
And this factor, of course, also...
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for another severe thunderstorm warning. This one is for northwestern Riley County, northwestern Pottawatomie County, and southwestern Marshall County until 6:45. A severe thunderstorm near Greene moving to the east at 35 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail with this storm. Locations affected include Olsburg and Randolph. Again, we have a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Riley, northwestern Pottawatomie, and southwestern Marshall counties until 6:45 p.m. If you are outdoors, you need to get indoors. Severe thunderstorms can contain torrential rainfall, lightning strikes, tornadoes spin up, take shelter in a sturdy building. If you are in northwestern Riley, northwestern Pottawatomie, or southwestern Marshall counties, a severe thunderstorm warning for you until 6:45, specifically Olsburg and Randolph. Take shelter now. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Thanks for joining us today. We have a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Flood watch through tomorrow morning for Atchison and Doniphan counties in Kansas. Also, Andrew Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties. Been seeing a lot of rain this afternoon there as well, so keep one eye on the areas that generally flood. You are probably going to see a lot of creeks and streams leaving their banks. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Riley County, northwestern Pottawatomie County, and southwestern Marshall County until 6:45. Olsburg and Randolph, you in particular should pay attention. And a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Dickinson County and southeastern Ottawa County until 6:45 this evening. Locations affected include Bennington, Manchester, Niles, and Talmadge.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
90 degrees in Topeka, 91 in Manhattan, 88 in Emporia. The time is 6:20, and you're listening to KPR.
Send them to the nearest lab in Bunia.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for another weather alert. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Riley County and northwestern Pottawatomie County. This is in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Randolph, moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. Tornado is the primary hazard here, along with golf ball-sized hail. This is radar-indicated rotation only, but we want everyone to be safe. If you are in or around Olsburg or Randolph, you should be in your shelter right now. The severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. If you are outdoors, you should be indoors at a minimum. The safest shelter is actually underground. If you don't have an underground shelter or a basement available to you, you should put as many walls between yourself and the exterior as you possibly can. So a small room on the lowest floor of the building you can get to, something without windows, a small closet, a bathroom with no windows. Protect your head, put on a pair of shoes. You want to try and protect yourself from flying debris. That is what hurts most people in a tornado. Again, this is a tornado warning for portions of Pottawatomie and Riley counties until 7 o'clock tonight. This storm affecting Olsburg and Randolph, reports of golf ball-sized hail, along with a tornado. It is moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. Again, a tornado warning for portions of northwestern Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties. It's in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. I'm going to duck out and see if I can get a better position on it for you, but stay tuned to KPR. I will follow up as soon as I can. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. This is All Things Considered, already in progress.
It can take days for samples to
cross communities. Football is popular more broadly.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for another weather update. A severe thunderstorm warning has just been issued by the National Weather Service in Topeka for northwestern Geary, southwestern Riley, and southeastern Clay counties. This is in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm located near Wakefield is moving to the east at 35 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail if you are in Wakefield, Milford, or at Milford Lake. You should be taking shelter right now. Get inside a sturdy building. Stay away from windows. A tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for much of the KPR listening area. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Geary County, southwestern Riley County, and southeastern Clay County, specifically Wakefield, Milford, and Milford Lake. You have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7 p.m. We also have an active tornado warning. Just about a minute ago, a severe thunderstorm producing a tornado located over Randolph. It is moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. A tornado warning for north central Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties. Locations affected include Olsburg and Randolph. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to move to the closest substantial shelter you can and protect yourself from flying debris. A tornado warning in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for north central Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties. This particular thunderstorm right over Randolph right now. Radar indicates a rotation. Golf ball-sized hail has been reported. Again, if you are in Olsburg or Randolph, you should be taking cover right now. I'm going to gather some more information and come back and have some news for you. Stay tuned.
Soccer historians say the Oneidas and their monument is a lesson on how easily history can be manipulated. But despite all the debate, there is one thing everyone can agree on. The game they played evolved into football. Both kinds. For NPR News, I'm Sam Turkin in Boston.
This is NPR News.
The World Cup is taking place across Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Mexico City's historic Estadio Azteca is hosting the opening match. More than 87,000 fans will watch Mexico and South Africa square off there, and the Queen of Latin Music, Shakira, is slated to perform. That story from La Ciudad de Mexico tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition on KPR. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
We have news headlines coming up in just about 30 seconds. I am still dealing with the weather, but we'll jump in as soon as I can with the latest information on that tornado warning. It is 6:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Want to start off with the weather. We have an active tornado warning at this hour. It is in effect until 7 o'clock for north central Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties. This severe thunderstorm located directly over Randolph is moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. There is a radar-indicated tornado. Golf ball-sized hail is being reported. If you are in Olsburg or Randolph, you should be in your tornado shelter right now. Flying debris is dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely, again, if you are in Olsburg or Randolph. A tornado warning for you until 7 o'clock tonight. This particular storm that's generating that rotation, turning up on the radar, is right over Randolph. It is moving to the east, but you should be taking shelter right now if you are in Olsburg or Randolph. A tornado warning for you in Riley and Pottawatomie counties until 7 o'clock tonight. We also have several severe thunderstorms working right now. A severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45 this evening for northwestern Dickinson and southeastern Ottawa counties. This storm, located about 5 miles southwest of Talmadge, it is moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. Golf ball-sized hail with this storm, 60-mile-an-hour winds. If you are in Bennington, Manchester, Niles, or Talmadge, you should get inside a sturdy structure. Stay away from windows. We're worried about lightning. We are worried about debris. Golf ball-sized hail can do a lot of damage. Golf ball-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:45 for portions of northwestern Dickinson and southeastern Ottawa counties. You've been dealing with storms for the last several days. We know you're tired of it. We know that you have gotten so much rain in the last few days. Just stay with us. Completely get focused in on this particular thunderstorm. We are seeing these thunderstorms today spinning off a lot of tornadoes, so please take these warnings seriously. A severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45 for northwestern Dickinson and southeastern Ottawa counties. You should take shelter if you are in Bennington, Manchester, Niles, or Talmadge. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning until 7 p.m. for northwestern Geary County, southwestern Riley County, and southeastern Clay County. Also till 7 p.m., a severe thunderstorm moving through that area. It's all moving to the east at 35 miles per hour, reporting 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Hail damage is expected with this storm. If you are in Wakefield, Milford, or Milford Lake, you should be taking shelter. A severe thunderstorm warning for you in northwestern Geary, southwestern Riley, and southeastern Clay counties in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm warning. We have an additional severe thunderstorm warning now for northeastern Brown County. It is in effect for about another 12 minutes. It is in effect until 6:45. This storm, located 6 miles southeast of Reserve, moving to the east at 30 miles per hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-dollar-sized hail with this storm. If you are near the Iowa Reservation of Kansas and Nebraska or the Sac and Fox Nation Reservation, you should be taking shelter now. A severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Brown County until 6:45. trying to do a quick review here of what is happening with the tornado warning. I can't give you much in way of movement, but to remind you that there is a tornado warning in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for north central Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties. If you are in Olsburg or Randolph, you should be taking shelter right now. A tornado has been indicated on radar. Golf ball-sized hail is being reported by emergency management. A tornado warning in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for north central Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties. Other than those immediate warnings, we do have a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Emporia, Council Grove, St. Joseph, Atchison, Abilene, and, of course, the Kansas City metropolitan area. We also have a flood watch through tomorrow morning for Atchison and Doniphan counties in Kansas. Stay tuned to KPR. I will be back to let you know when and if this tornado warning is allowed to expire. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is All Things Considered, the country. Brandon Forrester is one of
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered with a weather update. We have a brand new severe thunderstorm warning. This one is for northern Dickinson County. It is in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm located 4 miles north of Solomon, moving to the east at 25 miles per hour, golf ball-sized hail with this storm, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you are outdoors, you need to get indoors. You can expect hail damage with this storm. If you're outdoors, you are likely to be injured. Get inside a sturdy building. Stay away from windows, particularly if you are in Abilene or Chapman, Solomon, Enterprise, Moonlight, or Talmadge. This includes I-70 between mile markers 267 and 289. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Dickinson County until 7 o'clock tonight. This storm located very near Solomon, moving to the east, 25 miles per hour, golf ball-sized hail with it, which is nothing to mess around with, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Get inside a sturdy shelter if you are in Abilene, Chapman, Solomon, Enterprise, Moonlight, or Talmadge. I don't have much more information for you on this tornado warning. We have a tornado warning still in effect for portions of north central Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties. Just a moment, please. Yes, I am now seeing that this storm is near Tuttle Creek Lake. It has moved. The storm has moved. This tornado warning in effect until 7 p.m. This complex of energy is near Tuttle Creek Lake, and it is moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. Radar is indicating a rotation, so they've gone ahead and issued a tornado warning. Golf ball-sized hail with this particular storm. Locations affected include Olsburg. It has now moved past Randolph. If you are in Olsburg, take shelter now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to get to more substantial shelter now and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 7 p.m. for portions of north central Riley and northwestern Pottawatomie counties. This storm near Tuttle Creek Lake, moving to the east, 30 miles per hour. If you are in Olsburg, take shelter now. I'll be back in a few moments with more updates. You're listening to All Things Considered, already in progress.
She says that's how
data and some security cameras.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for a weather update. I have new tornado warnings to tell you about. First of all, we have a tornado warning in effect until 7 p.m. for west central Pottawatomie County. That's the one affecting Olsburg. If you are in Olsburg, you should be taking shelter right now. Ping pong ball-sized hail with this storm, in addition to a radar-indicated tornado. If you are in Olsburg, take cover now. You have a tornado warning in that portion of Pottawatomie County. until 7 o'clock. We also have a brand new tornado warning for central Pottawatomie County until 7:30 tonight. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Tuttle Creek Lake, moving to the east at 35 miles per hour. Ping pong ball sized hail if you are in Westmoreland or Louisville. You need to be taking cover right now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, that is not substantial enough shelter. Move to more substantial shelter. Protect yourself from flying debris. Put on a pair of shoes. Take shelter now if you are in Westmoreland or Louisville. That tornado warning for central Pottawatomie County until 7:30 tonight. We also have a tornado warning for northwestern Dickinson County. That is in effect until 7:30 tonight. This storm, 4 miles northeast of Solomon, moving to the east at 20 miles per hour. 2-inch diameter hail, radar-indicated tornado. If you are in Abilene, take shelter now. A tornado warning for northwestern Dickinson County until 7:30 tonight. If you are in Abilene or Enterprise or Moonlight, take shelter right now. You need to get into sturdy shelter. Underground is best, but if you don't have a basement or an underground shelter, move to the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Get inside a small room with no windows. You're trying to put walls between yourself and the outside. The debris that's flying around is your enemy, and it moves so unbelievably fast. You need to protect yourself by getting into shelter now in northwestern Dickinson County. This tornado warning in effect until 7:30 tonight. If you are in Abilene, Enterprise, or Moonlight, take shelter right now. This also includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 268 and 284. If you are on I-70 in that area, pull off the road. Do not try to shelter under an overpass. I cannot stress to you enough how dangerous that is. I don't care what you saw on TV or what you saw in a movie. This will not protect you. In fact, it concentrates the winds and makes them worse. You've got to get inside sturdy shelter. Tornado warning for northwestern Dickinson County, including Abilene, Enterprise, and Moonlight, or Interstate 70 between mile markers 268 and 284. Take cover right now. We have quite a few severe thunderstorm warnings as well. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 10 minutes for northwestern Geary, southwestern Riley, and southeastern Clay counties. If you are in Wakefield, Milford, and Milford Lake, you have a severe thunderstorm warning. That severe thunderstorm with quarter-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour winds moving through till about 7 o'clock tonight. But I want to reiterate these tornado warnings. A tornado warning until 7 o'clock tonight for portions of Pottawatomie County in and around Olesburg. This severe thunderstorm near Tuttle Creek Lake moving to the east at 30 miles per hour, ping pong ball sized hail with this storm. If you are in Olesburg, you should be taking cover right now. We have a tornado warning for central Pottawatomie County until 7:30 tonight. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm, along with a radar indicated tornado. If you are in Westmoreland or Louisville, you should be taking shelter right now. Underground is best. In a basement somewhere that you can be protected from flying debris. If you don't have an underground shelter or a basement available to you, go to the lowest floor of a sturdy building and put as many walls between yourself and the outside as you can. Maybe a small bathroom, an interior closet, something without windows. You want to protect yourself from flying debris. Westmoreland and Louisville, tornado warning for you until 7:30 tonight. And again, a tornado warning for northwestern Dickinson County until 7:30 p.m. If you are in Abilene, Enterprise, or Moonlight, or on I-70 between mile markers 268 and 284, you should take shelter right now.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
Once again, just to reiterate, a tornado warning for northwestern Dickinson County until 7:30 tonight. If you are in Abilene, Enterprise, or Moonlight, you should be in your shelter now. This includes I-70 between mile markers 268 and 284. We have a different tornado warning, this one for central Pottawatomie County, until 7:30 tonight. If you are in Westmoreland or Louisville, you should be taking shelter right now. And if you are in Olsburg, your tornado warning in effect for about another 8 minutes. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm, which is near Tuttle Creek Lake, moving to the east. If you are in Olsburg, you should be taking shelter right now. We're going to return you to All Things Considered for just a moment while I get the latest information. I'll be back real soon.
When you were head coach. Yeah. Midfielder, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. What kind of conversations are
we interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered with another weather update. A tornado warning remains in effect until 7:30 tonight for northwestern Dickinson County. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Abilene, moving to the east at 20 miles per hour. 2-inch diameter hail reported with this storm. A spotter has now reported a funnel cloud, so it's not just radar indicated. If you are in Abilene or Enterprise or Moonlight, you should be taking shelter right now. Flying debris is dangerous. If you are caught without shelter, move to a sturdy building. Move to a shelter if you can. Underground is best, but if you can't get to a basement or an underground shelter, get inside the lowest level of a sturdy building and shelter yourself. Put as many walls between yourself and outside as you possibly can. Maybe a small bathroom, a closet will do. You want something without windows. If you are stuck somewhere that all you've got is windows, stay as far away from them as you possibly can. Put on a pair of shoes. You should, if you can possibly, put on long clothing like long sleeve shirts or a pair of jeans, obviously. You don't have much time to deal with here, so definitely grab a pair of shoes. We just don't want you to be hurt by shattered glass if that happens to be where you are. If you are in Abilene, Enterprise, or Moonlight, or on I-70 between mile markers 271 and 284, you should be taking shelter now. A tornado warning in effect for you until 7:30 tonight. We also still have a tornado warning in effect till 7:30 tonight for central Pottawatomie County. Ping pong ball sized hail reported with this storm, which is located 4 miles east of Tuttle Creek Lake. It is moving to the east at 25 miles per hour. If you are in Westmoreland or Louisville, you should be taking cover right now. And we still have not seen an expiration on that tornado warning set to expire at 7 o'clock for Olsburg in Pottawatomie County. Ping pong ball sized hail associated with that storm.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
All right, that storm in west central Dickinson County has moved a bit. This storm, now located 3 miles north-northwest of Abilene, it is moving to the east at 25 miles per hour. 2-inch hail, a tornado reported with this storm. If you are in Abilene or Moonlight, you should be taking shelter right now. If you are on I-70 between mile markers 274 and 284, you should get off the interstate and into a sturdy shelter. Do not, I repeat, do not try to ride this out under an overpass. That is a myth. It is dangerous. You will get hurt. Get off the interstate, drive to a sturdy building, and get inside that building. Again, we have a tornado warning in effect until 7:30 for west central Dickinson County. If you're in Abilene or Moonlight, take shelter right now.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Again, we are dealing with some frightening weather, but don't worry about it. We'll get you through it. A tornado warning in effect until 7:30 tonight for portions of Dickinson County, including Abilene and Moonlight. If you are in Abilene or Moonlight, take shelter right now. We also have a tornado warning in effect until 7:30 for central Pottawatomie County. If you are in Westmoreland or Louisville, take shelter right now. It's important that you do this. Tornado warning till 7:30 tonight for central Pottawatomie County, including Westmoreland and Louisville. It is 7 o'clock. I think I have one more minute to talk with you. I'm trying to get an update on the situation with the tornado warning that was supposed to expire at 7 o'clock. And I am not finding a lot of information about that. In the meantime, a tornado warning in effect until 7:30 tonight for central Pottawatomie County, ping pong ball-sized hail. This storm has moved a bit. If you are in Louisville, you need to take shelter right now. A tornado warning moving through your area. Also, we have a tornado warning until 7:30 tonight. 2-inch hail and a tornado if you are in Abilene or Moonlight. You should be taking shelter right now. If you're not in a shelter, you need to get there as quickly as you can. Tornado watch for the entire KPR listening area till 9 o'clock tonight. The time is 7:01. This is Kansas Public Radio. And you are listening to Canada's KPR. One more time, you are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Want to get you an update on the severe weather affecting the KPR listening area. We have a tornado warning still in effect. It will remain in effect until 7:30 tonight for central Pottawatomie County. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. 6 miles east of Tuttle Creek Lake, it is moving at a good clip. 25 miles per hour to the east. Ping pong ball-sized hail reported with this storm. If you are in Louisville, you need to be in your shelter right now. Just about 4 minutes ago, emergency management reported a rotating wall cloud 5 miles southeast of Olsburg. Louisville, that means you are next in line. If you are in Louisville in central Pottawatomie County, take shelter right now. Underground is best, in a basement is best. But if you don't have that available to you, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, you need to get indoors. A mobile home is not sufficient protection from a tornado. You need to move to a substantial shelter as soon as possible. A tornado warning in effect until 7:30 tonight for central Pottawatomie County. If you are in Louisville, you need to be in your shelter area right now. A different tornado warning in effect until 7:30 tonight for west central Dickinson County. This storm about 3 miles north of Abilene. It is moving to the east at about 25 miles per hour. 2-inch hail reported with this storm. Locations affected include Abilene and Moonlight. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 274 and 284. Take cover now if you are in Abilene or Moonlight. A tornado warning in effect until 7:30 tonight for you. 2-inch hail reported with this storm along with the tornado. This includes you if you are on I-70 between mile markers 274 and 284. Do not attempt to ride this out in your vehicle. Do not attempt to ride it out under an overpass. I have some information on a new severe thunderstorm warning for you in northern Dickinson County until 7:30 this evening. This is about 4 miles northeast of Abilene, moving to the east at 20 miles per hour. So a brand new severe thunderstorm warning for you. If you are in Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, Moonlight, or Talmadge, this includes I-70 between mile markers 270 and 289. We have a severe thunderstorm warning now for southeastern Riley County, northwestern Waubonsie County, and southern Pottawatomie County until 7:30. This is for a severe thunderstorm 7 miles southeast of Tuttle Creek Lake. It is moving to the southeast at 25 miles per hour. We are hearing about 70-mile-an-hour straight-line winds with this storm. Quarter-sized hail as well if you are in northeastern Manhattan, Wamego, St. George, Louisville, or Tuttle Creek Lake. You should be inside a sturdy building. Stay away from windows. For your protection, get inside sturdy shelter. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning with 70-mile-an-hour winds for southeastern Riley, northwestern Waubonsie, southern Pottawatomie counties. This is in effect until 7:30 tonight if you are in northeastern Manhattan, Wamego, St. George, Louisville, or Tuttle Creek Lake. That severe thunderstorm warning is for you. Just doing a quick check here to see if I have any better information on the position. It appears that the National Weather Service has allowed that Pottawatomie County tornado warning to expire, which is excellent news indeed. But obviously we are still seeing very intense thunderstorm activity, particularly in and around Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, Moonlight, and Talmadge. You have a severe thunderstorm warning till 7:30 tonight, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail with that storm. Hail damage is very likely, and of course we have this severe thunderstorm warning with the 70-mile-an-hour straight-line winds for portions of Riley, Waubonsie, and Pottawatomie counties. If you are in northeastern Manhattan, Wamego, St. George, Louisville, or at Tuttle Creek Lake, you should be taking shelter right now. We're going to send you back to your regularly scheduled programming for a few moments, but we will be back shortly. Thank you so much for listening to KPR.
Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with an update about the weather. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Dickinson County. That's in effect until 7:30 tonight. A separate severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Pottawatomie, southeast Riley, and northwestern Waubonsie County. These are two separate severe thunderstorm warnings. The latter for Pottawatomie, Riley, and Waubonsie counties in effect until 7:30 tonight. That's just under 20 minutes. 70-mile-per-hour winds and quarter-size hail associated with that storm. The severe thunderstorm warning for northern Dickinson County has 60-mile-per-hour winds associated with it and quarter-size hail. This is a very severe, very heavy, strong thunderstorm. Although the tornado warning has been allowed to expire, there's still danger from those wind gusts and hail, damage to trees and vehicles, also mobile homes, very likely. So if you're in that area, do be careful. Seek shelter immediately. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:30 tonight for southeastern Riley, northwestern Waubonsie, and southern Pottawatomie counties. A severe thunderstorm located just north of St. George, moving to the southeast. Some areas affected by that storm include northeastern Manhattan, Wamego, St. George, and Louisville. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:30 tonight. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Dickinson County. Some areas impacted by that storm include Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, Moonlight, and Talmadge. Also Interstate 70 between mile markers 270 and 289. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail associated with that storm. So this is nothing to take lightly. Both of those severe thunderstorm warnings in effect until 7:30 tonight. We'll be back with more weather coming up as the situation continues. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Well, that didn't take long. This is Kay McIntyre again from the KPR Newsroom. The National Weather Service has just issued a new tornado warning that's just issued seconds ago for eastern central Dickinson County. A confirmed tornado located near Abilene. This was confirmed by weather spotters. This is a tornado confirmed near Abilene, moving to the east about 10 miles per hour. This is a damaging tornado. Flying debris will be dangerous to anyone caught without shelter. Mobile homes are not safe in this situation. Interstate 70 between mile markers 278 and 289. To repeat, a tornado is on the ground near Abilene, moving east at about 10 miles per hour. This is a confirmed tornado spotted by trained weather spotters. Interstate 70 between mile markers 278 and 289. Seek shelter immediately. A car is not a safe place to be during a tornado. Again, that tornado warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for east central Dickinson County. In addition, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for northern Dickinson, southern Pottawatomie, southeastern Riley, and northwestern Waubonsie counties. Those in effect until 7:30 tonight. That's for the next 13 minutes or so. Lots of severe weather happening out there across the KPR listening area. Keep it here on KPR. We are keeping an eye on the weather for you. We'll head back to our regular programming.
It's the overture from Gioachino Rossini's opera Ricciardo e Zoraida, brought to you courtesy of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, my personal favorite orchestra and conductor, for no other reason than they were responsible for the Amadeus soundtrack. But that's enough for me. And I'll have a piano sonata from the subject of that film coming right up.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. A tornado watch is in effect for parts of our listening area. It's 90 and partly cloudy. Wind is from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. It's 90 and partly cloudy.
Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Mozart had a couple of different methods of composing. He was always either writing up, which is to say, to a sophisticated listener, the more attentive variety, or he was writing down, writing to the masses, providing entertaining, polite, domestic music, pleasing the crowd, serenades, party pieces, stuff like that. This piano sonata number 3 is a good example of him writing up. He was really showing what he could do at age 19, which was to write one of the most virtuosic keyboard pieces on the scene.
You didn't have to stay tuned for very long for more KPR weather. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre breaking in once again with an update about that tornado warning, a tornado warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for portions of East Central Dickinson County. A confirmed tornado has been spotted 2 miles northwest of Enterprise. It's moving east about 20 miles per hour. Weather spotters have confirmed a tornado on the ground. Take cover immediately if you are in that area. We've also heard reports of 2-inch hail in association with this storm. Again, a confirmed tornado on the ground in East Central Dickinson County in the area northwest of Enterprise. It's moving to the east at about 20 miles per hour. This is a confirmed tornado. That area under a tornado warning until 8 o'clock tonight. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the next 8 minutes or so for northern Dickinson, southern Pottawatomie, southeastern Riley, and northwestern Waubonsie counties. A severe thunderstorm warning for those areas. We have reports of a severe thunderstorm located near Louisville, moving east about 35 miles per hour with 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Some areas impacted by that storm include northeastern Manhattan, Wamego, St. George, and Louisville. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning. There is a separate severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Dickinson County until 7:30 tonight. A storm located just northeast of Abilene is producing 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 8:15 for northeastern Saline County. A severe thunderstorm is located right over Salina. It's moving east at 25 miles per hour. Should be moving into our area shortly. Lots of severe weather happening across the KPR listening area tonight, this week in general. And just a reminder, a tornado watch is in effect for most of the KPR terrestrial listening area. So if you're in northeastern Kansas, you prepare a tornado watch for tonight. That in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for much of the KPR listening area. Again, a tornado warning in effect right now for portions of east central Dickinson County. That tornado warning will remain in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. I'm Kay McIntyre bringing you the weather from Kansas Public Radio. We'll return to our regular programming. This is KPR.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre again from the KPR newsroom with an update from the National Weather Service. A reminder that there is a tornado warning in effect for central Dickinson County until 8:15 tonight. This is radar indicated rotation. With a 2-inch hail, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located just northwest of Enterprise moving southeast. This includes the areas of Chapman, Enterprise, and Moonlight. Interstate 70 between mile markers 277 and 289. Again, this is a tornado warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. 8:15 for central Dickinson County until 8 o'clock for east central Dickinson County as that storm is moving along. In addition, the National Weather Service has expanded its severe thunderstorm warning as that storm moves to the east. They've issued a new severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 tonight for southeastern Pottawatomie, southwestern Jackson, northwestern Shawnee County, and northeastern Waubonsie counties. A severe thunderstorm located right over Louisville, moving east about 35 miles per hour, producing 70 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected in association with this storm. Some of the locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Wamego, Rossville, St. Mary's, Maple Hill, Bellevue, Emmett, Louisville, Delia, and Willard. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 tonight. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for, well, actually that one is just about ready to expire, so never mind that one. But again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for the areas of Louisville, St. Mary's, Wamego, Rossville, Louisville, Delia, and Willard. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15. Tornado warning still in effect also until 8:15 for central Dickinson County. It's in effect until 8 o'clock for east central Dickinson County, 8:15 for central Dickinson County. If you're in Dickinson County, seek shelter immediately. This is a tornado had been confirmed earlier. Now they're saying radar located indicated rotation. Take cover now. Don't go outside and look for it. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for central Nemaha County. This is a new severe thunderstorm warning that until 8:15. A severe thunderstorm is located right now near Centralia, moving northeast about 30 miles per hour with half dollar size hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts. Again, this is a new severe thunderstorm warning for central Nemaha County in effect until 8:15 tonight. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 for southwestern Jackson County here in Kansas, southeastern Pottawatomie, northwestern Shawnee County, and northeastern Waubonsie counties. That severe thunderstorm located over Louisville, moving east about 35 miles per hour with 70 mile per hour wind gusts, quarter size hail. A tornado watch remains in effect until 9 o'clock for most of the KPR listening area, terrestrial listening area. That tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. We're keeping an eye on a number of storms as they are moving across the KPR listening area. You're listening to severe weather coverage on Kansas Public Radio.
Piano Sonata No. 3 by Mozart, performed by composer and pianist Fazıl Say. Here are two ballads by that Turkish composer himself.
Good evening from the KPR newsroom. This is Kay McIntyre. An update on severe weather happening throughout the KPR listening area. First and foremost, there is a tornado warning for portions of Dickinson County until 8:15 tonight. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for southeastern Dickinson County and central Dickinson County. Tornado warning in effect until 8:15. Portions of east central Dickinson County, tornado warning until 8 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 3 miles northwest of Enterprise, moving southeast about 15 miles per hour. This is radar-indicated rotation with 2-inch hail. Trained weather spotters reported golf ball size hail 3 miles north of Enterprise. This is not a safe storm to be out and about in. Do seek shelter immediately. Interstate 70 between mile markers 278 and 284, you are in that tornado warning. Again, those are mile markers 278 to 284. You are in that tornado warning. Get off the highway and seek shelter immediately. In addition, the National Weather Service has just issued a flash flood warning for northern Dickinson County and southeastern Ottawa County. That flash flood warning in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Thunderstorms producing very heavy rainfall across the warned area. About 1.5 to 2.5 inches of rain have already fallen. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are possible. In the near future, flash flooding is already happening in some areas or expected to begin shortly. This includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 278 and 289. Some other locations expected to experience flash flooding include Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, Moonlight, Solomon, and Talmadge. Again, a flash flood warning. Flash floods can be very, very dangerous. Turn around, don't drown. In addition to the tornado warning for portions of Dickinson County until 8:15 tonight, a severe thunderstorm warning still in effect for southeastern Potawatomi, northwestern Shawnee, northeastern Waubonsie, and northeastern Wyandotte County. The storm has moved out of the Manhattan, Riley County area, so you are no longer under a severe thunderstorm warning. In addition, a tornado watch in effect for most of northeastern Kansas. So much of our terrestrial signal, if you're listening to me on 91.5, 89.9, 99.5, you are probably under a tornado watch tonight, so keep it here on KPR. As always, we encourage you to have more than one way to get your information about severe weather. You can follow the National Weather Service directly on their social media as well. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for southeastern and central Dickinson County. This tornado warning in effect for Woodbine, Chapman, and Enterprise, as well as Enterprise. I think I may have already mentioned you. Interstate 70 between mile markers 278 and 284. You are in that tornado warning. That tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for portions of Dickinson County. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll return to our regular programming on Kansas Public Radio, but I expect I'll be back before too long. This is KPR.
Two Ballades by Turkish composer Fazıl Say, performed on piano by Say himself with the help of conductor Scott Yu and the Metamorphosen Chamber Orchestra. One of Mozart's musical descendants, coming up.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about K-Research is at ku.edu. And Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A tornado watch is in effect for parts of our listening area. It's 88 and fair. Wind is from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. It's 88 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
George Enescu was considered one of the greatest musicians in Romanian history. The virtuoso cellist Pablo Casals called him the greatest musical phenomenon since Mozart. But, you know, that's just his opinion.
I'm going to just jump in here with more accurate weather information from the National Weather Service. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre. There is a tornado warning in effect for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes southeastern and central Dickinson County under a tornado warning until 8:15 tonight. This is radar indicated rotation. Some areas impacted by this tornado warning include Woodbine and Enterprise. We've got quarter size hail, 2-inch hail reported in some areas. A trained weather spotter did report seeing a funnel cloud southeast of Enterprise, about 3 miles southeast of Enterprise. So again, this is a very severe storm capable of doing some damage. So if you're in that area, take shelter immediately. Stay away from windows. Get down to the basement or the lowest possible interior room of your home. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for portions of Dickinson County. That area also under a flash flood warning. Northern Dickinson County and southeastern Ottawa County, you've received a lot of rain in fairly short order. So the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning that will remain in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Some locations that are expected to or already experiencing flooding include Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, Moonlight, Solomon, and Talmadge. Interstate 70 between mile markers 267 and 289. Turn around, don't drown. It sounds hokey, but it's good advice. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning still remains in effect for the next 25 minutes for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes northwestern Shawnee counties, northeastern Waubonsie, southeastern Pottawatomie, southwestern Jackson counties here in Kansas. A severe thunderstorm located over Bellevue, moving east about 25 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts and quarter size hail associated with that storm. Some locations impacted by that include Bellevue, Emmett, Louisville, Rossville, St. Mary's, Wamego, Willard, and Maple Hill. Also a severe thunderstorm warning for central Nemaha County in northeastern Kansas, that also in effect until 8:15 tonight. In addition, a tornado watch remains in effect for most of northeastern Kansas. If you are in the KPR terrestrial signal area, you are probably under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight. A reminder that a tornado watch can turn into a tornado warning any moment, so keep an eye on the weather. As always, we encourage you to have more than one source to get your severe weather coverage. A tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for East Central and rather Southeastern, no, let me repeat that, East Central Dickinson County and Southeastern Dickinson County. The storm is moving to the east, obviously. Thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located near Enterprise, moving southeast about 15 miles per hour. Again, an emergency manager has reported seeing a funnel cloud southeast, about 3 miles southeast of Enterprise. In addition, a tornado warning remains in effect until about 8 o'clock tonight for East Central Dickinson County. So again, keep an eye on that storm. Make sure you have more than one way to get your severe weather coverage. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for Southeastern Pottawatomie, Northwestern Shawnee, and Northeastern Waubonsie counties. In addition, a tornado watch remains in effect for much of the KPR listening area until 9 o'clock tonight. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. Back to our regular programming. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom with yet another update from the National Weather Service. I had a feeling I'd be back soon. Wasn't expecting to be back this soon. A new tornado warning has been established for East Central Dickinson County and now Northwestern Morris County. That tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located northwest of Woodbine, moving to the southeast at about 15 miles per hour. This is a radar-indicated rotation with golf ball-size hail. Very dangerous storm. Some of the locations impacted include Harrington and Woodbine. If you're in that area, do seek shelter immediately. Northwestern Morris County and East Central Dickinson County, you are under a tornado warning until 8:45 tonight. In addition, a tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 for East Central Dickinson County. The area of Enterprise included in that quarter-size hail and radar-indicated rotation associated with that storm against southeastern Dickinson County, also under a tornado warning until 8:15. That storm located around the area of Enterprise, where a emergency manager has reported seeing a funnel cloud 3 miles southeast of Enterprise. Flying debris is very, very dangerous during one of these storms, so don't take that lightly. A flash flood warning has also been established for that area, including Dickinson County, northern Dickinson County, and southeastern Ottawa County. You've received a lot of rain, between 1.5 and 2 inches in fairly short order, expecting perhaps another 1 to 2 inches, meaning that flash flooding is likely, especially low-lying areas, streets and underpasses that are prone to flooding. Areas impacted include Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, Moonlight, Solomon, Talmadge, and mile markers 278 through 289 on Interstate 70. Flash flooding can be very dangerous, so don't take that lightly. The severe thunderstorm warning for portions of the KPR listing have been expanded to a greater portion of Waubonsie County. Again, you're under a severe thunderstorm warning that remains in effect for the next 15 minutes or so. That includes southeastern Riley County and northern Waubonsie County under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15 tonight. A severe thunderstorm is located about 7 miles south of St. George, moving east about 35 miles per hour. This storm producing 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. This includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 317 and 339. Some locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Alma, McFarland, and Paxico. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for southwestern Jackson County in Kansas, southeastern Pottawatomie, northwestern Shawnee County, and northeastern Waubonsie counties. A severe thunderstorm located near Bellevue, moving east about 25 miles per hour. Some areas impacted by that storm include Wamego, Rossville, St. Mary's, Maple Hill, Bellevue, Delia, and Willard. In addition, a tornado watch remains in effect for much of northeastern Kansas. That tornado watch will remain in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Just to recap, a tornado warning in effect for the next 15 minutes or so for southeastern Dickinson County. Again, that's for southeastern Dickinson County. The National Weather Service has expanded that storm, or it's tracking that storm across East Central Dickinson County and Northwestern Morris County. You are now under a tornado warning until 8:45 tonight. You're listening to Severe Weather Coverage on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. This is KPR.
Morning is helpful to the work, important work of the committee to find justice for the victims.
In an opening statement, Gates said he met with Epstein on various occasions from 2011 to 2014 because he believed Epstein could help connect him with potential donors for his foundation. Gates also admitted to affairs and said Epstein used that information to pressure Gates to, quote, re-engage with him. Ava Berger, NPR News.
President Trump signed a bill into law giving $70 billion to ICE and the Border Patrol today, enough to fund the agencies through the end of his term. It ends a nearly 6 months fight over Department of Homeland Security funding that began with shooting deaths of two U.S. citizens during Trump's immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. In Southern California, the FBI and the Environmental Protection Agency executed a search warrant today at an aerospace plant in Garden Grove. The investigation follows a major chemical scare last month that forced some 50,000 nearby residents to flee their homes, as Jill Replicle reports.
For several days over Memorial Day weekend, firefighters warned that a tank holding several thousand gallons of a toxic chemical known as MMA was in danger of exploding, with a potential blast zone that included surrounding neighborhoods. The chemical eventually stabilized. Here's First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley.
Obviously, this was a huge case that had a big impact on the community. So we want the public to be assured that we're going to take this seriously.
He says the EPA and other federal agencies are looking into whether the company, GKN Aerospace, failed to take precautions to prevent the scare. For NPR News, I'm Jill Replogle in Garden Grove.
U.S. stocks fell today. The Nasdaq slid nearly 2%. This is NPR News.
Avoiding traffic jams by keeping gently down the stream.
Hi, I'm Oluwaseun Taiwajidi. I'm a second-year PhD student in mechanical engineering, and I'm looking at driving like fluids.
Applying physics and more precisely fluid mechanics to traffic flow. How does this work?
Fluid mechanics involves, you know, a combination of momentum, mass, and energy. But when talking about traffic flow, we don't concern ourselves with the energy parts. We're basically trying to look at a model that kind of views traffic from two perspectives. One perspective being, there's a car in front of me, the following pattern. How am I reacting to that car in front of me? And then a broad view perspective where I'm an observer and I'm trying to see how the pattern, the waves go.
Your algorithm is using real-world data that comes from an autonomous source. Tell me about the data you're getting from Waymo and how you're using it.
They use different combinations of sensors and cameras and combine them together to make sure that the cameras and the sensor actually match, you know. Then I now try to use my model to confirm if I can replicate those traffic patterns. From there, I then want to study those traffic patterns in sense of like the fluid dynamics and create some relationships.
The hope is that one day, using an algorithm like yours, speed limits could be set dynamically, or in-car messaging could suggest an optimum speed to reduce or even eliminate traffic congestion. When could you see this becoming a reality?
I could see it happening in 10 to 15 years. I was in a conference, and the ideas I was seeing were like, you know, all these cool futuristic ideas that sounds like they're from movies, but everyone's trying to implement them.
For more information about graduate research, visit graduate.ku.edu or our website at kansaspublicradio.org. For Research Matters, I'm Steve Kincaid.
Well, it's certainly not bad news when the fortune teller says, your music's going to be famous. But what if that fame were inextricably linked to somebody else's? Fame by proxy. Still, not bad news. Would you have heard of Paul McCartney if you'd never met John Lennon? Maybe. If anyone understood the idea of fame by proxy, it was Leopold Mozart. He more or less torpedoed his own career for the sake of his sons. Might have been wagering on that son's future notoriety rubbing off on him a little bit. If so, it was an excellent bet. That's exactly what happened. Here's the Concerto for Two Horns by Leopold.
Thank you.
Good evening from the KPR newsroom. This is Kay McIntyre with an update from the National Weather Service. A tornado warning in effect for portions of South East Central Dickinson County and Northwestern Morris County should be expiring within just a couple minutes. You do still have, I guess, 5 more minutes in that tornado warning. But a reminder, a tornado warning remains in effect until 8:45 tonight for southeastern Dickinson County. That's in effect until 8:45 tonight, where we're expecting 70-mile-an-hour winds, golf ball-size hail, very dangerous storm. That tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. Thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located just west of Woodbine, moving southeast about 15 miles per hour. This seems to be a fairly slow-moving storm. Radar is indicating rotation in association with that storm and golf ball-size hail. Some locations impacted by that storm include Harrington and Woodbine. Again, you are under a tornado warning until 8:45 tonight. That's more than the next half hour. Just a few more minutes for the tornado warning for East Central Dickinson County. That will be expiring within just a couple minutes, but a reminder that a tornado warning remains in effect until 8:45 tonight for East Central Dickinson, West Central Morris counties, as that storm is tracking through the KPR listening area. A flash flood warning in effect for Northern Dickinson County and southeastern Ottawa County. You've received a lot of rain in fairly short order, and there is flash flooding expected in low-lying areas in Abilene, Chapman, Enterprise, Moonlight, Solomon, and Talmadge. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for the next couple minutes at least. Now, they've extended it until 8:45 for southwestern Shawnee and eastern Waubonsie County. You're now under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 tonight. A severe thunderstorm located near Paxico, moving southeast about 25 miles per hour. Some towns impacted by this storm include Dover, Eskridge, Maple Hill, Rossville, Silver Lake, Keene, and Willard. Interstate 70 between mile markers 336 and 353. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:45 tonight for southwestern Shawnee and eastern Waubonsie County. In addition, northern Brown County is under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30 tonight. That storm located near Sabetha, moving northeast about 35 miles per hour. Some towns affected by that include Fairview, Morrill, Sabetha Reserve, and Hamlin. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning. Just a few more minutes for the severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Riley and northern Waubonsie counties. That severe thunderstorm warning should be allowed to expire within just a few more minutes as that storm is tracking out of your area and towards Topeka. So Topeka, it's headed your way. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight for East Central Dickinson and West Central Morris County. That's radar indicated rotation and golf ball size hail. If you're in a mobile home, get out of the mobile home, seek shelter, sturdy shelter immediately. A car is not a safe place to be, nor is a mobile home in a tornado. If you're in that tornado warning area, please seek shelter immediately. You're listening to severe weather coverage on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. Back to our regular program. Thank you.
Jaap Schroeder, leading the Concerto Amsterdam featuring hornists Herman Bauman and Mahir Chakash, the Concerto for Two Horns by Leopold Mozart. A Trip to the Sea coming up.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for parts of our listening area. It's 88 and fair. Wind is from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. It's 88 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Claude Debussy strongly disliked being lumped in with those no-good impressionists. He dug himself a bit of a hole there. The easiest way to describe his work is just a mind-blowing collection of impressions. For example, this next piece, La Mer, the sea, it's just straight impressions. It's impressions to the wall. Spray on your face, the wind, the sun. There's no theme, he just puts you right there. Now, there's no rule against another composer lifting a phrase from an impressionistic piece and creating a theme with that. That's just what John Williams did years later when he created the most famous main theme in movie history. Listen to the beginning of the third movement and you'll hear echoes of Jaws.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre with an update from the National Weather Service. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:45 tonight for East Central Dickinson and West Central Morris counties. Weather spotters have confirmed a tornado in the area. A tornado spotted in the area of Woodbine, northwest of Woodbine, confirmed 2 miles northwest of Woodbine, moving to the southeast about 15 miles per hour. Again, this is a tornado confirmed on the ground in the area of Woodbine. Other locations impacted include Harrington. That tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. That's the next just over 20 minutes. Tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight for East Central Dickinson and West Central Morris counties. This storm is not dissipating or moving out of the area at all. In addition, the National Weather Service has expanded the flash flood warning in that area as well. A flash flood warning in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for Northern Dickinson County. A flash flood warning in effect until 12:15 tomorrow morning for southeastern Dickinson County, southwestern Geary, and northwestern Morris County. If you're in that area, you've received a lot of rain, between half an inch and 2.5 inches of rain already, and possibly getting another inch or two. So again, a flash flood warning in effect until 11 o'clock for northern Dickinson County and southeastern Ottawa counties. You're under a flash flood warning until 11 o'clock tonight. If you're in southeastern Dickinson County, northwestern Geary, or northwestern Morris County, you are under a flash flood warning until 12:15 tomorrow morning. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southwestern Shawnee, eastern Waubonsie counties until 8:45 tonight. A severe thunderstorm is located over near Paxico, moving to the southeast. There is nickel-sized hail and 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts associated with this storm. Some of the towns impacted by this storm include Esker, Rossville, Silver Lake, Maple Hill, and Keene. Interstate 70 between mile markers 336 and 353 if you're in this area. Or, obviously, the area under the tornado warning. Seek shelter immediately. Stay away from windows. A car, a mobile home is not a safe place to be in a storm. A tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight for northwestern Morris and east central Dickinson County. That confirmed tornado spotted 5 miles south of Woodbine, moving southeast at about 15 miles per hour. This is a damaging tornado with golf ball size hail. To repeat, a tornado is on the ground. Take cover now if you're in that area. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, or better yet, a basement if you have one. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors in a mobile home or in a car, get to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. As always, we encourage you to have more than one way to get severe weather information. A tornado watch remains in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for much of northeastern Kansas. And just a reminder, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for a tornado. It doesn't mean there is a tornado, but it can turn into a tornado warning at any time. So we're keeping an eye on lots of severe weather as it's moving across the KPR listening area. One more reminder, a tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight for east central Dickinson and west central Morris counties. That confirmed tornado spotted 5 miles south of Woodbine, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. If you're in Woodbine or Harrington, seek shelter immediately. You are in the path of that confirmed tornado. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll now return to our regular programming. This is Kansas Public Radio. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom. A reminder that a tornado warning is in effect until 8:45 tonight for Central Dickinson and West Central Morris counties. That's over just the next 13 minutes or so. An active tornado warning in effect right now for portions of Dickinson County and Morris County, the west central part of Morris County, east central Dickinson County. As of just a few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Harrington, moving southeast about 35 miles per hour. This is radar-indicated rotation with golf ball-size hail. If you're in Harrington or Woodbine, take cover immediately. You are under an active tornado warning for the next 12 minutes. An active tornado warning for Parsons of the KPR listening area. Much of northeastern Kansas is currently under a tornado watch and will remain under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight. That includes Douglas, Geary, Lyon, Jackson, Jefferson, Morris, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Osage, Shawnee, Riley, Waubonsie counties under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight. In addition, a flash flood warning in effect for portions of southeastern Dickinson, southwestern Geary, and northwestern Morris County in effect until just after midnight tonight. You've got a lot of rain if you're in that area, so be careful driving into areas that look wet. Turn around, don't drown. In addition, the National Weather Service has just issued a flood warning for portions of Pottawatomie County, that in effect until 11:30 tonight. If you're in northeastern Manhattan, Wamego, Westmoreland, St. Mary's, St. George, Tuttle Creek Lake, Louisville, Wheaton, you've received quite a bit of rain, and there's a possibility of more rain coming down this evening. So portions of east central and northeast Kansas, Pottawatomie and Waubonsie counties, you are under a flood warning tonight. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning still in effect until 8:45. That's just over the next 10 minutes for southwestern Shawnee County and northeastern Waubonsie counties. A severe thunderstorm located near Maple Hill, moving to the southeast at 25 miles per hour. This includes Dover, Maple Hill, Silver Lake, Rossville, and Willard, Interstate 70 between mile markers 336 and 353. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45. And once again, a reminder, a tornado warning in effect now until 9:15 tonight. It's just been expanded to 9:15 for southeastern Dickinson County and west central Morris County. This includes Harrington and Latimer. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Harrington, moving to the southeast at 15 miles per hour. This seems to be a fairly slow-moving tornado. It is not moving out of the area very quickly. Radar is indicating rotation in association with this storm in southeastern Dickinson and west central Morris County under a tornado warning until 9:15 tonight. East Central Dickinson and West Central Morris County, your tornado warning goes until 8:45. That's the next 10 minutes or so. Lots of weather happening across the KPR listening area. As always, we encourage you to have more than one way to get your weather. We're keeping an eye on things here at KPR. We'll now return to our regular programming. I'm Kay McIntyre with you on a Wednesday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Jukka Pekka Saaristo leading the Rotterdam Philharmonic. That was The Sea, La Mer, by Claude Debussy. Debussy preferred the version in books to the real thing. He was actually afraid of the water. He spent all his time away from large bodies of water.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems, such as backup batteries and solar panels, for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for parts of our listening area. It's 86 and fair. Wind is from the south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. It's 86 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Let's give you some more detailed weather information. We're tracking a couple of storms as they're moving across the KPR listening area. First and foremost, there is an active tornado warning in effect until 9:15 tonight. That's the next half hour for West Central Morris County. Radar is indicating rotation. There's danger of golf ball size hail. This storm located near Harrington, Kansas, fairly slow-moving storm in the area of Harrington, capable of producing a tornado and golf ball-size hail. Some locations impacted by this tornado warning include Harrington and Latimer. If you're in those areas, seek shelter immediately. This is an active tornado warning. In addition, the severe thunderstorm warnings that we've been tracking across Kansas just keep expanding. We are now currently under a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:30 tonight for north central Osage, southern Shawnee County, and east central Waubonsie County. A severe thunderstorm is located near Dover, moving to the southeast about 30 miles per hour with 60 mile per hour wind gusts possible and golf ball size hail. Some areas impacted by this storm include the southern portion of Topeka, Carbondale, Dover, Auburn, Pauline, and Berryton. It includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 345 and 347 and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 166 and 178. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:30 tonight. For north central Osage, southern Shawnee County, including the southern portion of Topeka, and east central Waubonsie County. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for the next couple minutes. Oh, that one has just been allowed to expire. Never mind about that one. The storms are coming in pretty quick, and it's hard to keep track of them sometime. A flash flood warning in effect for portions of northern Dickinson and southeastern Ottawa County. The fire department in Abilene is reporting flash flooding going on in Abilene right now, where there have been several inches of rain. A flash flood warning in effect for southeastern Dickinson, southwestern Geary, and northwestern Morris County until 12:15 tonight. That includes Junction City, Grandview Plaza, Harrington, White City, Hope, Woodbine, Carlton, and Latimer, and includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 290 and 306. Turn around, don't drown when you encounter flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be aware of your surroundings. Do not drive on flooded roads. The National Weather Service has also issued a flood warning for portions of the KPR listing area, including Pottawatomie and Waubonsie counties. That area, and under a flood warning until 11:30 tonight, where low-lying areas and rivers, creeks, and streams may experiencing some flooding. You've received several inches of rain, might get a little bit more. Some locations impacted by this flood warning include northeastern Manhattan, Wamego, Westmoreland, Blaine, St. Mary's, St. George, Oldsburg, Bellevue, Emmett, Louisville, Wheaton, and Tuttle Creek Lake. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Dickinson County, where half dollar size hail are possible. That severe thunderstorm located as of just a few minutes ago near Ramona, moving southeast at about 20 miles per hour. Again, half dollar size hail possible with this storm. In addition, a reminder that a tornado watch is still in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for much of the KPR listening area. Looks like we have an update on that tornado warning. Golf ball size hail, radar indicated rotation, located near Harrington and Latimer. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Harrington, moving southeast at about 15 miles per hour. Lots of weather going on in the KPR listening area tonight. As always, we encourage you to have more than one way to receive information about severe weather. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll now return to our regular programming on Kansas Public Radio. Good evening from the KPR Newsroom. I'm Kay McIntyre with yet another update from the National Weather Service. First and foremost, a tornado warning in effect until 9:15. That's the next 17 minutes for West Central Morris County. It's no longer in effect for Dickinson County. You've got the all clear, but Morris County, you are still under a tornado warning in West Central Morris County until 9:15 tonight. A strong thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Harrington, moving southeast about 15 miles per hour. Radar is indicating rotation with this storm and golf ball size hail. Some towns impacted by this storm include Harrington and Latimer. If you're in those areas, seek shelter immediately. You are under an active tornado warning. In addition, we have a new thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Dickinson, northern Geary, and southern Riley County. That in effect until 9:15 tonight. A severe thunderstorm located just west of Junction City is moving northeast at about 30 miles per hour. That includes Manhattan, Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Milford Lake, and Keats. Interstate 70 between mile markers 289 and 317. Again, this is a new severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Dickinson, northern Geary, and southern Riley counties. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:15 tonight. In addition, just to the south of Topeka, portions of Shawnee County, southern Shawnee County, and north central Osage County, you are under a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:30 tonight. 2-inch hail, 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts possible with this storm, a severe thunderstorm located near Dover, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. Some areas impacted by this storm include southern Topeka, Dover, Auburn, Pauline, and Berryton, as well as Interstate 70 between near mile marker 347 and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 168 and 178. A tornado watch remains in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for portions of east central Kansas as well. A reminder that a tornado warning is in effect until 9:45 tonight. The next 45 minutes, this is a very slow-moving storm. It is not dissipating, so that tornado warning remains in effect for the next 45 minutes for portions of Morris County. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles northeast of Burdick, moving southeast about 20 miles per hour. Some locations impacted by that storm include Willsey and Burdick. Rotation indicated by radar in association with this storm. That's until 9:45 tonight for southwestern Morris County. West central Morris County, you are under a tornado warning until 9:15 tonight. In addition, there are a couple severe thunderstorm warnings in effect until 9:30 for southern Shawnee and north central Osage County. That includes southern Topeka. This is KPR.
To ensure those construction costs aren't passed on to everyday consumers, University of Houston Energy Fellow Ed Hurst says data centers have become a political issue.
Texans' electricity bills are going up, and the Republicans need to get this under control or they're going to be voted out.
Data center regulation has divided Texas Republicans. Earlier this year, GOP state lawmakers sparred with county leaders looking to pass a data center moratorium near Fort Worth. For NPR News, I'm Nedley Weber in Houston.
The Trump administration is imposing some tough restrictions in response to the hantavirus and Ebola outbreaks, despite opposing lockdowns and other measures during the COVID-19 pandemic. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
The administration has imposed mandatory quarantine orders and required guards be posted outside the homes of some of the passengers from the cruise ship at the center of the hantavirus outbreak. Federal officials have also banned travelers from countries where Ebola is spreading from entering the U.S. U.S., and even barred Americans who catch the virus in Africa from returning to the U.S. for treatment. Critics say the moves are unnecessarily harsh and contradict the administration's opposition to the pandemic restrictions. They also worry aggressive measures like these will be imposed more widely if an outbreak actually occurs in the U.S. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The World Cup begins tomorrow in Mexico. The tournament was expanded to 48 teams and will take place in 16 stadiums across Mexico, the U.S., and Canada over 39 days. Another sell-off of AI stocks dragged the stock market down today. This is NPR News from Washington. New York has implemented a law requiring advertisements featuring AI-generated people to clearly label them as synthetic performers. Democratic Governor Kathy